समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपराम्। The Vandana Slogas. Namashri Shankarananda Guru Padambu Janmane Savilasa Mahamoha Grahakrasaika Karmane पादाम्बुरुहद्वन्द्व सेवा निर्मलचेतसाम् सुखबोधाय तत्त्वस्य विवेकोऽयं विधीयते। So yesterday, that Brahman reflected in Maya or reflected in the mind is Jiva. Brahman reflected in Maya is Ishvara. Now this Prakriti also, there are two kinds. And what are the two kinds? Now he is going to say. Sattva Shuddhya Vishuddhibhyam Maya Vidyechate Mate Maya Bimbo Vashikritya Tam Sya Sarvatnya Ishvara
Tam Sya Sarvatnya Ishvara.
So Sattva Shuddhihi, Sattva Shuddhihi, pure Sattva, Avishuddhibhyam, an impure, means combined with Rajas and Tamas. So there in Tulsidas Ramayana also, in Ram Gita also, he has done that. Vidya Maya, Vidya Maya. Two Maya there. So when Paramatma, Brahman reflected in Malina Sattva, Malina Sattva, the mixed Rajas and Tamas, is called Jiva. And that is the obstruction. And the obstruction is release, the obstruction is release, realize the truth. That is the point he is making here. Pure predominant sattva is known as maya, impure sattva known as avidya. So vidya maya, avidya maya. So, Brahman reflected in Vidya Maya, Sattvic Maya, is Ishvara. So, generally we say reflected in Maya is Ishvara, but Sattva, reflected in Sattva, is called Ishvara. Pure Sattva. And the very same Brahman reflected in Rajas and Tamas is called Jiva. This is elaborated in 15th chapter, okay. The Panchadashi itself. There a question is asked, the if Sachidananda Swarupa is our nature, Ananda is my nature, how come I am not experiencing it? The question is asked. Vishayanande Brahmanandaha, that is the topic there. So there he says the consciousness need a reflecting media, and that is mind. The mind has got these three sattva, rajas, tamas. When the mind is predominantly influenced by rajas and tamas, only two aspects of Sachidananda is revealed. One is sat and chit. So when rajas and tamas predominant, sat and chit alone is revealed. That's why your agitation, your ambition, your worries, your anxieties, everything is known to you because awareness is there. Only when the mind becomes sattvic, then only the third aspect, ananda, is revealed. So the key for becoming happy is to make the mind sattvic. So that is the conclusion there. So here he says these two divisions are there. So that is, according to Tulsidasji, it is Vidya Maya, Avidya Maya. So Vidya Maya is Ishvara, Avidya Maya is Jiva. Avidya Vashagastvanyaha. Tattvai Chitryadane Katha. Sa Karana Shariram Syat. Prajnat Tatrabhimanavan. Now the Jiva, Brahman reflected in the avidya, is controlled by avidya. Avidya vashagaha. Anyaha. Anyaha here means jiva. Tat vaichitryat. Due to peculiarities. Because different combinations. Now this rajas and tamas proportion are varied, many, multiple in number. So it is 75% rajas, then 25% or not 20% tamas, and then 10% or 5% sattva. Like this, there is a combination. So you saw that the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, there are also combinations, isn't it? Pure sattva is like 80% sattva is Brahmana, and 15% rajas, and then 10% tamas is Brahmana. Then Kshatriya, 80% rajas, and then sattva is 15%. And then 10% tamas. This is Kshatriya. Then 80% rajas. But then second place, 15% is tamas. And then 10% sattva. So this is Vaishya. Then 80% tamas. Then 15% rajas. And 10% sattva. This is Shudra. So this is the combination there. Like that, between the individuals also, the combination changes. Even among Brahmanas also, the combination changes. That's why we have different kinds of Brahmanas. What is that? One is Janma Brahmana, another is Karma Brahmana, another is Guna Brahmana also. Gunataya Brahmanaha, Karmataya Brahmanaha, then Janma Brahmana. They are by birth he is called Brahmana, but then by guna he is called Brahmana, by karma he is called Brahmana. Differences are because of these combinations. So the jiva, there are different peculiar vaijitriyad, different combinations of rajas and tamas with sattva, anekatha bhavati. They become many, millions. So it is said we have about, what is that, 84 lakh, means 8,840,000, right? Species are there, 84 lakh species. And each species, there are millions of them. So like this, you know, you must have seen the story, the movie of Penguin. And there, how many millions are there, my God. Like that mosquitoes thing, if you look at it, how many mosquitoes will be there? So all of them are species, isn't it? It is something like, you know, Akbar asked Birbal, you know, how many crows are there in Delhi, in us? So he said, 20,534. How can you say so precisely? Suppose there are more crows are there. He said, yeah, then they must have come from outside. Suppose it is less, they must have gone out. So, countless is the point. They are countless jivas. Even though there are 84 lakh species are there, but each one of them, you look at it, there are millions. And this is because of these different combinations. That is the beauty of Prakriti, Maya. And Karana Shariram Syat, causal body, Pratnyaha Bhavati. The jiva identify with causal body is called Pratnyaha. Causal body means the cause of all other bodies. The cause of the subtle body and gross body. The cause is what? Vasana. So therefore, the causal body, the vasanas. Unless vasana kshaya take place, there is no way of gain mukti. Tamapradhana prakritehe. Tatbhogayeshwaratnaya viyat pavana tejo tejombhu bhuvo bhutani jatnire tamapradhanah prakritehe. From the predominantly tamoguna prakriti, tamapradhana prakritehe, tat bhogaya, for the experience of that pratnya. Pratnya here is identifying with causal body. Ishwaratnaya. Now the Mandukya talks about this very clearly. That is Vishwa Taijasa Pratnya. Vishwa is connected with Virat. Then Taijasa is connected with Hiranyagarbha. Then Pratnya is connected with Ishwara. So this is how it is. So here he says, Ishwaratnaya, by the will of Ishwara, Viyat space pavanaha tejaha ambuhu bhuvaha bhutani jatnire. So these five elements are created. So Brahman identifying with Maya, that also sattvic aspect of Maya, that Ishvara willed, and the Akasha tasmat va etasmat akasha sambhutaha akashat vayuhu vayor agnihi agnirabha bhipruthvi. பிருத்திவியா ஓஷதயா ஓஷதிபியோ அன்னம் அன்னாத் புருஷா இது சவாயேஷ புருஷோ அன்னர சமய. ஸோ திஸ் ஃபைவ் எலமெண்ட்ஸ் ஹவ் கம். எவரி உபனிஷத் ஹஸ் காட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் வெர்ஷன் ஆன் தட். சாந்தோக்கிய உபனிஷத் ஆக்செப்ட் ஓன்லி த்ரீ எலமெண்ட்ஸ், ஃபயர், வாட்டர் அண்ட் அர்த், ஓன்லி த்ரீ. பட் எவரிதிங் இஸ் த்ரீ த்ரீ, ஈவன் பஞ்சீகரணம் பிக்கம் த்ரீகரணம் தேர். ஸோ தட் டசன்ட் மேட்டர், பிகாஸ் வை உபனிஷத் மேட் அ மிஸ்டேக். பாஷிகார ரைட்ஸ் தட் உபனிஷத் இஸ் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷிங் கிரியேஷன். தே வாண்ட் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் பிரம்மன் பட் நாட் கிரியேஷன். கிரியேஷன் இஸ் ஓன்லி பை த வே, தே ஆர் நாட் giving reality to this creation. So they don't care whether it is 3 or 4 or 5. It doesn't make any difference to them. Now here, this portion is, if we have studied Tattva Bodha, it will be easier. So, I think I explained in an evening lecture I gave that. The whole thing is that five elements, these five elements have come from because of Maya. Maya is the karanam, material cause. Therefore, whatever that is in the cause, it will reflect in the effect also. So therefore, the Maya karyam, the elements also will have sattva, rajas, tamas, the five elements, panchabhutas, also enjoy three gunas. So the first aspect is what? From the, they're all tanmatras, subtle elements created. And from the sattvic amsha of each element, gone into the makeup of our jnanendriyas. So from space, the ears, and from vayu, touch, from fire, pair of eyes, then from water, tongue, then from the earth, nose. This pancha jnanendriyas. Then taking the total of all the five elements, the sattvikamsa of all five elements, gone into the makeup of antakarana, it is said in Tattva Bodha, but here he gives only mind and intellect. That's all. So then the rajasic amsha has gone into the makeup of each one of them, gone into the makeup of the karmendriyas, vak, pani, payu, upasthani. Then the total rajasic amsha of the five elements put together is called prana, pancha pranaha, prana, pana, vyana, udana, samana, ityadi. Then the sattvic, tamasic amsha of these five elements go into a mixing process, that is panchikaranam, and that has become the grossified elements that we see today. This is told here in the sattvam shehi panchabhisteshaam gramad indriya panchakam ஸ்ரோத்ரத்வகச்சிரசன்ராணாக்யமுபஜாயதே தைரந்தக்கரணம் சர்வைஹ வ்ருத்திபேதேன தத்விதாம் மனோ விமர்ஷ ரூபம் ஸ்யாத் புத்தி ஸ்யாத் நிச்சயாத்மிகா ரஜோம்ஷே பஞ்சபிஸ்தேஷாம் க்ரமாத் கர்மேந்திரியாணி தூ வாக் பாணி பாத பாயூப வாக்பாணி பாத பாயூபஸ்த அபிதானானி ஜட்னிரே தை சர்வை சகிதே ப்ராணஹ விருத்தி பேதாத் ச பஞ்சதா ப்ராணோபான சமானச்சேத் உதானவ்யானோசதே புனஹ ப்ராணோபான சமானச்ச உதானவ்யானோசதே புனஹ புத்தி கர்மேந்திரிய ப்ராண பஞ்சகைர் மனசாதியாம் சரீரம் சப்ததசபிஹி சூக்ஷ்மம் தல்லிங்க முச்சதே. சோ ஹீ இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் 17 ஐட்டம்ஸ் ஹியர். ஸோ தி பஞ்சபூதாஸ் ஆர் நாட் இன்க்ளூடட். ஒன்லி ஜானேந்திரியாஸ் கர்மேந்திரியாஸ் பஞ்சப்ராணாக மனஹா புத்தி. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் 17 ஐட்டம்ஸ் ஹி டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் இட். இஃப் யூ ஆட் தி ஃபைவ் எலமெண்ட்ஸ் தென் வாட் ஹேப்பன் 22 ஐட்டம்ஸ். ஸோ ஹி ஹேஸ் நாட் இன்க்ளூடட் ஈகோ அண்ட் தி அந்தக்கரணா. மனோபுத்தி அகங்கார சித்தம் இஸ் நாட் கிவன், ஒன்லி மனஹா புத்தி. ஸோ தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் திஸ் இஸ் கால் லிங்க ஷரீர. ஸோ திஸ் 17 ஐட்டம்ஸ் வி கால் இட் ஆஸ் புத்தி இந்திரியா கர்மேந்திரியா பிராண பஞ்சகைஹி மனசா தியா ஷரீரம் சப்ததசபிஹி. இட்ஸ் 17 ஆல் டுகெதர். சூக்ஷ்மம் தத் லிங்கம் கால் இட் லிங்க ஷரீர உச்சதே. லிங்க ஷரீர மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஸோ லிங்கம் இஸ் அன் இண்டிகேஷன். நாவ் தூம் எத்த எத்த தூமஹா தத்ர தத்ர வன்னி, வேர் எவர் தெர் இஸ் ஸ்மோக் தர் மஸ்ட் பி ஃபயர். ஸோ தட் ஸ்மோக் பிகம் லிங்கம் ஃபார் அரைவிங் அட் வாட் இஸ் ஃபயர். த சேம் வே linga is an indication because of which you arrive at something higher. So here also our linga sharira means subtle body becomes a linga for appreciating the presence of Lord. So because of the linga sharira, the subtle body alone, we can appreciate the paramatma. That is, he is, or the life is there. The life is expressed through what? This linga sharira. So that's why it is called linga sharira. So all other things are what I said before, same thing. So hope it is, you don't have to read. Continuing. ராஜ்ஞஸ்தத்ராபிமானேன தேஜசத்வம் ப்ரபத்யதே ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பதாமீஷ தயோ வெஷ்டி சமஷ்டிதா விஸ்வா தைஜசா ப்ராஜ்ஞா. ஸோ ப்ராஜ்ஞா தத்ர இன் தட் இண்டிவிஜுவல் பாடி அபிமானேன டியூ டு ஐடென்டிஃபிகேஷன் தைஜசத்வம் ப்ரபத்யதே. தட் காசல் பாடி when it is identified with the subtle body, is called Taijasa. So the causal body Prajna, when he identifies with the subtle body, that is mind, he becomes the Taijasa. And Taijasa is connected to Hiranyagarbha Prabhadyate. Hiranyagarbhada. Hiranyagarbhadam Prabhadyate. He attained the state of Hiranyagarbha. So this subtle body is connected to total subtle body. That is called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is otherwise called Brahmaji also. So Ishwaraha Tayoho Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. One is Ishwara, another is Hiranyagarbha. Vedaha Bhavati. The difference is Veshti and Samashti. So Veshti is Taijasa. Ishwara is Samashti. Same way, Prajna is Veshti and Ishwara is Samashti. So Taijasa is Veshti, Veshti means individual, and Hiranyagarbha is total. So this is the, this is how it is divided. How do you know all these things now? It is all given in Pura. It is given in our Shastra, that is Upanishads. It is there throughout. Different Upanishad gives different way, but they are all there. Especially Mandukya talks about this very clearly. Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna. Then continuing. Samashtirija Sarvesham. Swatmatadatma Vedanad. Atmya Vedanad. Tadabhava Tadonyetu. Katyante Veshti Samknaya. Ishwara, here the Lord is Hiranyagarbha, not the Ishwara we are talking about. That Lord Hiranyagarbha, due to sense of identification, Swatma Tadatma Vedanat, due to sense of identification with the Self, Tataha, from Him, Abhavat, due to absence of Anyaha, to Tat Kathyante Veshti Samtneya. So this Hiranyagarbha, due to the sense of identification, the all being is known as Samashti, total. So see, if you want to understand this more clearly, in Bhagavatam it is very, very elaborately given. The whole creation. So Brahmaji, so when he meditated upon Lord, Bhagavan appeared before him, and then he instructed him to create. How did he create? You know, that is very beautifully given there. So this Hiranyagarbha is Brahmaji. And whatever he remembered, what was the previous creation, and then from there he manifested out of himself. So that's why Manasa Srishti is there. So beginning everything was Manasa Srishti. Out of his mind came rishis. Then Saptarishis came, then the Sanat Kumaras came, then Narada came. Then what is that? Our Rudra came. All of them were Manasa creation. And all creations are Manasam only. So even now, if you think that ஆல் அவர் கிரியேஷன் டுடே ஸ்டார்ட் ஃப்ரம் வேர் மைண்ட் ஓன்லி ஜாயாமே சியாத் லெட் மீ கெட் மேரி யூனோ தென் வாட் ஹேப்பன் ஸ்லோ மச் ரிசர்ச் கோஸ் ஆன் அண்ட் புட் தேர் நேம் அட்ரஸ் எவ்ரி திங் ஹைட் வெயிட் கலர் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் இன் தி ஜாதி டாட் காம் அண்ட் தென் இன்விடேஷன் தி ஸோ மெனி ரிப்ளைஸ் கம்ஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் தௌசண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிக்சர்ஸ் மை காட் ஸோ பட் யூ ஆர் ஷோயிங் மீ தர் டே ஐ வாஸ் சர்ப்ரைஸ் ஹவு மெனி கேர்ள்ஸ் ஆர் அன்மேரிட் ஹவு மெனி பாய்ஸ் ஆர் அன்மேரிட் So they are all looking for the perfect person. That is where they get into trouble. No, it's no. He thinks that he is perfect, but he wants a perfect spouse. That is where the whole key. And finally they end up with something. I don't know. Whatever it is. So, this creation, step by step, it is given there. So here also he says that, This is the Hiranyagarbha, due to identification with Samashti, total. That other Jiva different from him, due to absence of identification with the totality. So here two divisions. One is Jiva, it identifies with only his body, his mind, his intellect. So what happened? His identification is limited. So he become finite. Whereas Hiranyagarbha identify with the total. When he identify with the total, what happened? There is no ego. So ego disappears. The elasticity of the ego slowly, slowly stretched so much and it breaks to one point. I don't know, you have heard Gurudev's example. That is, he says that you take one spoon salt and mix it with one glass of water. Then you taste the water, it is salty, isn't it? Then from that you take another one spoon of salty water and mix it with a bucket of water. Then what happened? You taste that water, less salt. There, but still there is it's a salt content is still there. Then you take from there one spoon and mix it with a tub of water. Then your taste is not salty at all. It's not salty at all, but still traces of salt is there. From there you take one spoon and mix it with Ontario Lake. What happened? No trace of salt. Why? It is identifying with the total. So this is what the ego becomes solidified only when our identification with limited things. When the same ego is able to identify with the total. And what happened? No ego. That's why olden times we have this joint families, you see. So joint family, the head of the family, he has no ego because he has to think about everybody. But only this micro families came afterwards. that is because of our ego. I want my husband and my children should be separate, you know, this kind of thought came. That is how all these difficulties also came later. But olden days, there was one family, so many children, grandchildren, everybody lived there, but under the same shade, they were all happy. But now that luxury is not there. So here, Brahmaji identifying with the total subtle bodies. He has no ego. If he has ego, he will not be able to identify with all. So, plus, since he is identifying with total, he is omniscient. He knows everything. Sarva. That's why all asuras, you know, they pray to Brahmaji only. Brahmadevaya Namaha. He is Karmaphala Dhata. That is why. Because when they perform the tapas, any tapas, whether you are a Rakshasa or a good person or a bad person, the result should come. Otherwise, the theory of karma will be in no validity. So, in order to validate the theory of karma, Brahmaji is bound by that. So, therefore, he has to appear. So, that's why even though Devadas goes and tell him, don't appear before him, don't give him the boon what he asks, all those prevention is there, but still, he said, no, I am bound by the rule, so I have to come. He gives the boon. That's why once he gave this boon to Hiranyakashipu, such a difficult one. And after killing Hiranyakashipu, Bhagavan told Brahmaji, never give such boons to anybody. He warned him. Because it was tough to kill him. But then Brahmaji is bound. That's why Indrajit, used this Brahmastra, which Brahmaji gave to him. It was not working on Hanumanji, it seems. Because he shot him, Brahmaji. Because Hanumanji has the blessing from Brahmaji. My Brahmastra will not affect you. That blessing is there. So Hanumanji, it was not at all effective. It is going around. Then Indrajit got so angry, he started abusing Brahmaji. What? I did so much of tapas to get this foreign missile and it is not working. What is this? So Brahmaji appeared there and said, Beta Jara, Mera Ijjat Jara Dekho. Give me some respect. So Hanumanji said, okay. So that is how Brahmastra was effective on him. Otherwise it was not. Tat bhogaya punar bhogyam. Bhogayatana janmane. Panchikaroti Bhagavan. Pratyekam Vyadadikam. Dvitha Vidhaya Chaikekam. Chaturtha Prathamam Punaha. Swasvetara Dvitiyam Shai. Yojanat pancha panchate. Tat bhogaya, for the experience of the jiva. Punaha, again, bhogya, object of experience. Bhogayatanam, means of experience, that is cross body. So, janmane, to create, panchikaroti. So he created the panchikaranam. He, for grossification of the elements and the objects. So all the objects are born of the elements. But what type of elements? It is the grossified form of elephant became the objects in this world. So otherwise there is no way to enjoy the objects. So Bhagavan Pratyekam Vyadadikam. Vyat Adikam. Vyat means space. Adi. So all the space, air, fire, water, earth, all the five elements gone into a grossification process. Now how did that happen? That is the Dvitha Vidhaya Chaikekam Chaturthya Pradhamam Punaha. So each element divided itself into two, half. and one half it is retained, another half again divided into four, and 1/8 of each portion mixed with others. This is how the panchikaranam. So akasha, half portion retained, then it was mixed with 1/8 of air, 1/8 of fire, 1/8 of water, 1/8 of earth. So this is called grossified akasha. The same way, air also, half it retained, then 1/8 of akasha, 1/8 of fire, 1/8 of water, 1/8 of earth. That is the grossified form of air. Then fire, half it retained, then it mixed with 1/8 of akasha, 1/8 of air, 1/8 of water, 1/8 of earth. That is grossified fire. Then similarly, water also, half retained, then 1/8 of akasha, 1/8 of vayu, 1/8 of fire, 1/8 of earth. So this is grossified water. Then earth also, earth principle was created, but earth itself became grossified, half retained, and then 1/8 of akasha, vayu, agni, apaha was added to it. Then it became today's grossified earth. So this is panchikaranam. Gurudev used to joke about this. Whenever panchikaranam comes, finish it fast, he says. People don't like it. They, as fast as possible, you do that. Tairandastatra bhuvanam.
Tairandastatra bhuvanam.
Bhogya bhogascha yodbhavaha.
Bhogya
bhogashrayo bhavaha. Hiranyagarbhasthulesmin.
Hiranyagarbhasthulesmin.
Dehe vaishvanaro bhaved.
Dehe vaishvanaro bhaved.
Taijasa vishvatam yatam.
Taijasa vishvatam yatam.
Devatiryang naradayah. Now, this is called this fivefold grossified elements. Taihi, by them. Andaha, tatra, bhuvanam. Brahmanda, so this whole Brahmanda is this panchikrita, panchamahabhutaihi kritam. The grossified elements became the Brahmanda. So this Brahmanda is so vast. Nowadays, the scientists have, I think, they have calculated, I think. What did they say? 100,000 billion light years or something. That is the distance. We call one Brahmanda. And in that Brahmanda, so many Milky Ways, so many galaxies, so many systems, like solar system, like this, every star is a sun. So every star has got one system, isn't it? So if sun has got a system, the same way all stars will have a system. All of them are functioning. That's why Bhagavan is called Akhilanda Kodi Brahmanda Nayaka. So this Brahmanda was created. Then afterwards, Bhuvanam, 14 world. 7 up, 7 down. Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, Tapaha, Janaha, Satyam. Then Atala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, Patala. So all these 14 lokas. like a lunch box, you know, going up. And in Bhagavata, all these details are given, okay? Each loka, what are the facilities available? Who are all the residents there? What are the perks available? And all that. You think that going up is better? Actually, if you listen to the description of the Patala and all that, you feel like going there. It is so good. It seems Surya, sun is not there. So there is a mani at the head of Ananda Sheshanag. That light of that mani lights up the whole loka there. Rasatala and all that, they said the moment you enter, they give you one portion, you know, to drink. If you drink that, you become healthy, it seems. No sickness, nothing. No doctor, nothing is required. No hospital, nothing is required. So I wish we have something like that, you know. So Rasatala is considered very, very good. That's why Bahabali was sent there to Rasatala. Bhogya bhogashreha, the object and the means of experience. So, bhogyam bhogade. So, one is object, another is the body to experience, isn't it? So, if the objects are there but the body is not there to experience, there is no interaction possible. So, both are created. Udbhavaha came about. Hiranyagarbha stule asminna dehe vaishwarara bhavet taijasa vishvatam state of vishwa vyataha. So this, when Hiranyagarbha identify with the totality of the gross bodies, he is called vaishwanaraha, total gross body, so also called Virat. So Hiranyagarbha identify with the total gross body, then it's called Virat. So Vaishvanara is another name for Virat. When the Taijasa identify with the individual gross body, is called Vishwa. So Vishwa, Taijasa, Pratnya. So this Hiranyagarbha, when he identify with the gross, total gross body, is called Virat. Okay. Then why are you telling all these things, you know? That question comes. Te parag darshina pratyak.
Te parag darshina
pratyak. Tattva bodhavivarjita. Kurvate karma bhogaya.
Kurvate karma bhogaya.
Karma kartum cha bhunjate.
Karma kartum cha bhunjate.
Te parang darshana darshinaha. They are extrovert. Pratyak tattva bodha vivarjitaha. Devoid of knowledge of one's nature. See, all the senses are created. Paranchikani vitranasvayambhu tasmat param pasyati na antaratma. So Bhagavan has created all the senses to go out. The senses cannot go inside. One way it is better also. Suppose senses can go inside, then will be very terrible, isn't it? The nose can smell what is going on inside, then you won't eat food also. The point is, at least the mind should be able to be introspective and think about the presence of Lord. So that ability mind should have, intellect and mind should have, that also is not seen unless they are instructed. So kurvate karma bhogaya. So people perform action for enjoyment. De karma kartum cha bhujyate. and also enjoy to perform action again and again. So that's why Bhagavan said, Krithimahotato patanakaranam palamashashvatam gati nirothakam. Any karma you start, it is never stop. It multiplies, isn't it? Any small karma you pick up also, it slowly, slowly picks up and snowball into a big thing. I don't know, Gurudev used to tell this story humorously. Mahatma in the Himalayas, he had two langot, you know. One langot he used to wear and another langot he used to wash it and keep it for drying. So every time this one mouse used to come and take it away. So every day this Mahatma used to go for bhiksha, he will ask the people, give me a piece of cloth. So one day one lady was curious, why Swamiji is asking every day some cloth? Then he explained, this is a problem, this mouse is coming and taking my kaupina langot. She said, oh, that is very simple. I will give you one cat. You take the cat. Then he brought the cat. Then what happened? Surprisingly, the mouse disappeared. But now the problem is, he has to feed the cat. So he started now begging, not only for himself, but now for the cat also, milk. Then every day he was asking for some milk from people. They got tired, because in Himalayas you don't get milk that easily. So they all collected some money and then they bought one milking cow with a calf. They donated to the ashram people. Now the poor Swami, he was alone, he could meditate. Now, while meditating, he's worried about the cat, he's worried about the calf, he's worried about the cow. He could not meditate, he could not do, because taking care of the household became now karvabhar bad gaya. And he went and complained to these people, now I have no time for anything, it is only to take care of this cat and cow and all that. So they said, no, don't worry, we will send somebody to take care. So one lady used to come morning and then take care of the household. She cooked some food also. And evening she used to leave. This is the arrangement. Then one day it so happened, it started pouring rain and thunder, lightning and all that. And she asked, can I stay here tonight? Then I go tomorrow. So he said, okay. Then it became slowly, slowly, slowly. What happened? Dayado vishayatpam sa sangasteshu bajayade sangha. Attachment came, and slowly, finally, to tell the story short, that is, they got married. Then afterwards, everything multiplied. The cat also multiplied, cow also multiplied. He also multiplied, children came, 2-3 children running around. And he removed his beard and mustache and all, pot belly, everything, very prosperous. His shishya came one day to see his guru. He didn't recognize him. Then suddenly he recognized and he prostrated and asked, Guru, what happened? He said, Kaupina samrakshanartham. I am Patatopa. Just for one kaupina, all these things happen. So this is the nature of karma. But once you start, you can't stop. So that is what Bhagavan says. Now he gives little more, a few examples of how jiva... Nadyam kida iva vartade.
Nadyam kida iva vartade.
ஆவர்த்தாந்தரமாசுதே வ்ரஜந்தோ ஜன்மனோ
ஜன்ம
லபந்தே நைவ நிர்வ்ருதிம். He compares jiva to an insect. See, suppose an insect fall into the river, it moves from, it gets caught up in a whirlpool and struggle hard to come out of the whirlpool. And then what happened? Once he come out, he think that there is a relief, and again it get into another whirlpool. Like this is our life. He says, jivas keep moving from one birth to the next birth. So this is our fate. Vrajanto janmano janma labhante naiva nirvrutim. Labhante na eva nirvrutim. Nirvrutim in peace. He never get peace. So this is our fate. We think that the one birth, so after the one birth is over, we think that is over. No, it is not over. Another birth. And that birth is also somehow managed. Another birth. It keeps on. Jiva keep moving from one birth to another. So, some may feel that suicide is better. No, but that is not going to help. Because if you commit suicide, the soul will not get gati. Because this jiva is connected to the body according to prarabdha. See, suppose the moment you are born, prarabdha tells you that your death is on so and so date, such and such date. It is already 80 years life is given. And suppose you abuse your free will against you, that is called suicide. Then what happened? Like 65, and when he was 65, he commits suicide. Then what happened? 15 years left, isn't it? And that 15 years, the soul hang in there. Without getting, that's why haunted place and all that you must have heard. This is, and after 15 years only, this person, because program, it is, this body is programmed to the to that particular jiva. And that jiva has to live in that body for a certain time. And if after that only the jiva is released, and then the next body enters, until then, it has to hang in there. So, suicide is also not a very good thing. It's not a release from the pain. So because why people commit suicide? Because of the pain. Thinking that if I get out of the body, the pain is gone. No. Next life. Continue. So this is our fate. Then what happens? We can't leave him there like that. Okay. Satkarna paripakate. கருணாநிதினோத்ருதாம் விஶ்ராம்யந்தி யதா சுகம் உபதேசமவாப்யைவ ஆச்சாரிய தத்துவதர்ஷினஹ. பஞ்சகோஷ விவேகேன லபந்தே நிர்வ்ருதிம் பராம். Now this insect is caught up in the whirlpool, and from there it jumps and get into another whirlpool. Suppose a kind-hearted person, if he sees the condition of this insect, he will lift the insect and put it quietly in a shady place, isn't it? The same way, suppose because of the punya karmas, so that's what the jiva has done, some punya karmas, satkarma paripakat. So matured, the good deeds, when it is matured, te karuna nithina, compassionate person, udhrudaha prapya, having lifted the tira taruchaya, he will place that insect in a shade of the tree, vishramyanti yathasukam, it rests with a great joy. Same way, upadesham avapya, having received the upadesham, instruction, acharyat, from a teacher, tattvadarshinaha, man of realization, panchakosha vivekena, by the discrimination of the panchakosha, that is 5 sheets, jivaha lapante nirvurtim, the jivas attain peace, nirvurti, supreme peace. So, all of them, what is necessary? Tarkarma paripakat. So, during the lifetime, one should perform satkarma. As a result of karma only, one can gain the right guru and the right teaching, and making use of that teaching, he will be able to use his discrimination to attain mukti. He says, through Panchakosha Viveka. Now, next topic will be naturally about Panchakosha Viveka. We'll see that next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Shyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.